There. His cab was just passing Stanton Park when the familiar voice of his company dispatcher crackled over the radio. "This is dispatch. All vehicles in the area of the National Mall. We have just received a bulletin from government authorities regarding two fugitives in the area of the Adams Building." Omar listened in amazement as dispatch described the precise couple in his cab. He stole an uneasy glance in his rearview mirror. Omar had to admit, the tall guy did look familiar somehow. Did I see him on America's Most Wanted? Gingerly, Omar reached for his radio handset.
"Dispatch,"
he said, speaking quietly into the transceiver.
"This is cab 134. The two people you asked about. They are in my cab, right now."
Dispatch immediately advised Omar what to do. Omar's hands were trembling as he called the phone number dispatch had given him. The voice that answered was tight and efficient, like that of a soldier.
"This is Agent Turner Simpkins, CIA Field Ops. Who is this?"
I'm the taxi driver," Omar said. "I was told to call about the two—"
"Are the fugitives currently in your vehicle? Answer only yes or no."
"Yes."
"Can they hear this conversation? Yes or no?"
"No, the slider is—"
"Where are you taking them?"
"Northwest on Massachusetts."
"Specific destination?"
"They didn't say."
The agent hesitated.
"Is the male passenger carrying a leather bag?"
Omar glanced in the rearview mirror, and his eyes went wide.
"Yes, that bag doesn't have explosives or anything in—"
"Listen carefully," the agent said. "You are in no danger so long as you follow my directions exactly. Is that clear?"
"Yes, sir."
"What is your name?"
"Omar," he said, breaking a sweat.
"Listen, Omar," the man said calmly. "You're doing great. I want you to drive as slowly as possible while I get my team out in front of you. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir."
"Also, is your cab equipped with an intercom system so you can communicate with them in the back seat?"
"Yes, sir."
"Good. Here's what I want you to do."
Chapter 74. The jungle, as it is known, is the centerpiece of the U.S. Botanic Garden, USBG, America's Living Museum, located adjacent to the U.S. Capitol Building. Technically a rainforest, the jungle is housed in a towering greenhouse, complete with soaring rubber trees, strangler figs, and a canopy catwalk for more daring tourists. Normally, Warren Bellamy felt nurtured by the jungle's earthy smells and the sunlight glinting through the mist that filtered down from the vapor nozzles in the glass ceiling. Tonight, however, lit only by moonlight, the jungle terrified him. He was sweating profusely, writhing against the cramps that now stabbed at his arms, still pinned painfully behind him. Director Sato paced before him, puffing calmly on her cigarette, the equivalent of eco-terrorism in this carefully calibrated environment. Her face looked almost demonic in the smoke-filled moonlight that streamed down through the glass ceiling overhead.
"So then," Sato continued, "when you arrived at the Capitol tonight, and you discovered that I was already there, you made a decision. Rather than making your presence known to me, you descended quietly into the SBB, where, at great risk to yourself, you attacked Chief Anderson and myself, and you helped Langdon escape with the pyramid and capstone."
She rubbed her shoulder.
"An interesting choice."
"A choice I would make again," Bellamy thought.
"Where is Peter?"
he demanded angrily.
"How would I know?"
Sato said.
"You seem to know everything else,"
Bellamy fired back at her, making no attempt to hide his suspicion that she was somehow behind all this.
"You knew to go to the Capitol building, you knew to find Robert Langdon, and you even knew to X-ray Langdon's bag to find the capstone. Obviously someone is giving you a lot of inside information."
Sato laughed coldly and stepped closer to him.
"Mr. Bellamy, is that why you attacked me? Do you think I'm the enemy? Do you think I'm trying to steal your little pyramid?"
Sato took a drag on her cigarette and blew the smoke out of her nostrils.
"Listen carefully. No one understands better than I do the importance of keeping secrets. I believe, as you do, that there is certain information to which the masses should not be privy. Tonight, however, There are forces at work that I fear you have not yet grasped. The man who kidnapped Peter Solomon holds enormous power, a power that you apparently have yet to realize. Believe me, he is a walking time bomb, capable of initiating a series of events that will profoundly change the world as you know it.
I don't understand. Bellamy shifted on the bench, his arms aching in his handcuffs.
You don't need to understand. You need to obey. Right now, my only hope of averting a major disaster is to cooperate with this man, and to give him exactly what he wants. Which means you are going to call Mr. Langdon and tell him to turn himself in, along with the pyramid and capstone. Once Langdon is in my custody, he will decrypt the pyramid's inscription, obtain whatever information this man is demanding, and provide him with exactly what he wants.
The location of the spiral staircase that leads to the ancient mysteries? I can't do that. I've taken vows of secrecy. Sato erupted.
I don't give a damn what you've vowed. I will throw you in prison so fast.
Threaten me all you like, Bellamy said defiantly. I will not help you.
Sato took a deep breath and spoke now in a fearsome whisper.
Mr. Bellamy, you have no idea what's really going on tonight, do you?
The tense silence hung for several seconds, finally broken by the sound of Sato's phone. She plunged her hand into her pocket and eagerly snatched it out.
Talk to me,
she answered, listening carefully to the reply.
Where is their taxi now? How long? Okay, good. Bring them to the U.S. Botanic Garden, service entrance, and make sure you get me that goddamn pyramid and capstone.
Sato hung up and turned back to Bellamy with a smug smile.
Well then, it seems you're fast outliving your usefulness.
Chapter 75. Robert Langdon stared blankly into space, feeling too tired to urge the slow-moving taxi driver to pick up the pace. Beside him, Catherine had fallen silent too, looking frustrated by their lack of understanding of what made the pyramid so special. They had again been through everything they knew about the pyramid, the capstone, and the evening's strange events. They still had no ideas as to how this pyramid could possibly be considered a map to anything at all. Jehovah Sanctus Unus? The secret hides within the Order? Their mysterious contact had promised them answers if they could meet him at a specific place, a refuge in Rome, north of the Tiber. Langdon knew the forefathers knew Rome